Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masech the Shabbos, Perik Chaf, Mishnah Beis. Nice Nemayim, you can place water al-gabi yashmarim on sediments b'shvil sheyitzalu, so that they become clear. Let's try to picture this. I have a barrel or a big pitcher. There's a strainer over the barrel. There are shmarim, the sediments of the wine, the hard pieces or the wine dregs that are laying on top. And they were placed there in the strainer before Shabbos. I want to now pour water on top of these shmarim. The water comes through together with whatever wine is left in these shmarim. And I have, a shtickel wine to drink. Suck the Mishnah, you can do it. Once again, nice in mind, you can place the water, al-gabi yashmarim, on the sediments, b'shvil sheyitzalu, so that they become clear. They become clear because whatever wine was left in them comes out together with the water. Now, some say we mean something else over here. These shmarim are already at the bottom of the barrel. But they're just shmarim. Go drink pieces. I pour water on it. It soaks. In the water pulls out some of the taste of the shmarim, and now I have a shtickle wine to drink. Either way, the Mishnah says it's mutar on Shabbos, and the chiddush is that this isn't considered boireh, which means the malacha of sorting. Vayter says the Mishnah masanan esayayin, you can filter the wine bisudarin with special cloths. You take a special cloth and you put it over the barrel. That was done before Shabbos. Right now, what I'm doing is I have this wine that really was already filtered to a certain degree. The shmarim are out of here. What's left is like these white flour-like particles. And I want the wine to be really clear, so I can pour it through the strainer on Shabbos. Now, what's the concern? Boirer? The wine is drinkable even with this inside. What other concern would I have? I'll tell you what the concern is. Suppose I have this cloth laying over here, and I pour the wine through to take out these flour-like particles, and you come running and you say, "That's my shirt!" Then you grab the shirt and you start wringing it out. That is a problem. Therefore, says the Batanura, you can't stamp take someone's shirt. Well, besides, you're not allowed to take someone else's shirt, but even if it was your own shirt, you can't stamp take a piece of cloth or any towel. It has to be a piece of cloth that is designated for this purpose. So no one's going to say, "Oh no, it got wet. Let me wring it out on Shabbos," which you can't do. Everyone knows it's designated for that purpose. It's left there. Another thing, says the Bat Tanura, is that you can't use your hand to form a kind of like a hole or some kind of a little ramp inside the cloth where the wine all pours down to one side. Because we don't want you to do it, mamish, the same way you do it during the weekday. Now, there's another way to do this without the cloth. You can also do it ubechfifa mitzris. The Bat Tanura teaches this means a basket made out of palm twigs. So here too, you pour the wine through and the little flower-like pieces stay on top. The Bat Tanura says that the basket can only be used if it's less than a tefach above the floor of the container into which you're pouring the wine in. Why is this so? Some say because if not, it would be considered an oil aroi, since the basket is being like inserted, put in on Shabbos. Some say stam is that we want you to do it a little bit differently than the way you would do it during the weekday. Vayitra zakta Mishnah. V'nais nimbeya, you can place an egg b'misnenes shel chardel, into a mustard strainer. We have a mustard strainer over here, and this person wants to add a raw egg. Now the mustard seeds were put in before Shabbos, but what's the point of the egg? Well, the egg makes it white, the egg may make it clearer. And our Mishnah is telling us that it's okay to do that on Shabbos. Vayter says, the Mishnah, the oisin ein meilin b'Shabbos. You can make a special recipe of wine, where you mix the wine with honey and pepper. Now, what's the chiddush? It's considered a hard amount of work, but it's still mutter. I don't consider this excess tircha on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it depends. You can make it, but in a limited way. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, b'kais, only in a cup. One cup full at a time. We don't want you working too hard. B'yamtiv, b'lagan, then in a bottle. It's larger than a cup. Ubemayed, and chalamayed bechavis. You can make it in a barrel. Even on chalamayed, we don't want you to do more work than is necessary if it's a tircha. But we'll allow you to do more than on Yom Tov itself. Rabbi Tzadik, and Rabbi Tzadik says, Hakalafia archin, it all depends on how many archim you have and how many guests you have. Someone has a lot of guests, we can prepare at one time even a large quantity of this honey wine. And it makes no difference whether it's on Shabbos, whether it's Yom Tov or Chalamayd. Okay, so quickly, chazring over. We have sediments on a strainer that was placed there before Shabbos. You can pour water through it. Some say the sediments are at the bottom of the barrel. You can pour water on it so that it soaks out some of the wine. We said you can filter the wine with a shmurim or out already. All you want to do is take out like these little white flour-like particles. You can filter the wine through a cloth. Yibat Tanura told us, but the cloth has to be separate, made for this, not just someone's towel that you took, because you may come to wring it out. Or you can do it through a chvifa mitzvah, which is a kind of a basket. Now, we aren't really learning the halachas of Bayer here lemaisa, because there's so much to know. But in this Mishnah, what this Tana holds is because it would be drinkable anyway, that wouldn't be considered Bayer. He also said you can put an egg on the mustard seeds, and it runs through the strainer that whitens the mustard, cleans it perhaps. Then we spoke about making a mixture of wine, honey, and palpulin. Problem is it's a big tircha on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, can't do whatever you want. Tanakhama says you can make as much as you want. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, on Shabbos, only a cupful, on Yom Tov, a bottleful, chalamayid, a barrelful. Rav Tzadik says it all depends on how many archim you have, but the halacha is like the Tanakhama, who says, you can make as much as you want.